It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, so glad to have you with us. Welcome to Wednesday. Man, has it been a day. I've been on the air all day today. Did my new show at 2:30. We did the mayoral forum from 4 to 6 today. And here we're back live tonight with Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Radio Night Live. It's Wellness Night. We love Wellness Wednesdays because it is all about bringing New York back to health. Not just back financially, which we do on Monday nights, or maybe even recreationally, which we do a little travel on Tuesdays, sometimes some fun and food on Fridays in that category too. But it is so important. And from the very beginning, Dr. Nicole Sapphire has been one of those voices that I wanted to be part of the conversation. And she's added so much in these early weeks of us getting to start this off. And she's got a set of doctor's orders coming up at the end of the show. I hope you'll stay with us for that. But Dr. Nicole Sapphire, a very happy Holy Week to you. I know Passover, Easter, this is a kind of a meditative, reflective week for a lot of people across the tri-state. And, you know, maybe more than ever this year, we need some reflection and some de-stressing and some, time away from the intensity of everything else to just kind of gather and collect ourselves. What say you?
I would say, you know, this is a great week for my family. We have the benefit of celebrating Passover last weekend and still currently, as well as Easter, because I'm an Italian Catholic and I married a very handsome Jewish doctor. So best of both worlds.
Well, you know, Jesus was a Jew. So at the end of the day, it kind of all goes together. But we're grateful for your time tonight. As always, your busy doctor, attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering. I'm always, being a news talker in my other life, I'm always, you know, rummaging through the news sites every day. And I saw this very interesting op-ed that you and former Congressman Chaffetz authored for Fox News today. And tell us a little bit about what you uncovered.
Well, first of all, I do want to say, although I am not an expert in everything and all things health and just all everything, I do have an opinion on just about everything in life. So people, you can call in, ask me whatever you want, what kind of answer you get, who knows, but I'm here for you. If you want to ask me anything, I'll give you an honest.
That's awesome. That's great.
Okay. So Jason Chaffetz and I, we're good friends on and off air, and we have books coming out at a similar time about very similar contexts. We're both talking about how COVID has been completely politicized, and I come and talk about the science aspect of it and really break down, you know, what has been some of the controversy and what's the science behind it, whereas he talks more about the policy aspect. So this new opinion piece that came out today, it's essentially COVID Unmasked, the Party of Science. And we talk about things that we have learned. And in a very basic form, you know, when people are talking about face masks and social distancing, you know, it's very different to say that, oh, wearing a face mask and physical distancing don't work than actually saying the government telling people to wear face masks and to physically distance doesn't work.
Right.
I mean,
right.
At the end of the day, we really have to be looking at the science. And unfortunately, one of the glaring obvious examples of not following the science has been with the trying to get schools open again, even though President Biden during his entire campaign said that he would follow the science and listen to the scientists. He has walked that back now many times, and that has come in the forms of his own CDC director said that students need to get back to school, and it doesn't need teachers to be vaccinated for that. Well, but the teachers unions are fighting back on that, and Biden has walked back more in support of the teachers unions than the scientific experts that he actually appointed. And unfortunately, while there's nothing nefarious there, everyone has their own concerns. It is a detriment to our children and moving forward when we're not truly following the science.
Well, and I think that that's so important because, you know, you and I have talked about this at least on a couple of occasions. The impact of not being able to do school, you know, former President Trump used to talk about the cure not being worse than the disease. I think we've done that to our kids on some level. In trying to keep them safe, we've hurt them in other ways. And I think the data kind of demonstrates that. Does it not, Dr. Sapphire?
Well, sure. We have significantly more data telling us how detrimental a lot of these lockdowns and restrictions and keeping children out of school are than showing any risk for them being open. And unfortunately, what people are doing is they're putting forth policy in the name of science to quell the virus, but they're negating other metrics of American quality of life, mental health, other physical health, as well as economic health of the nation. And so we can't just look at viral transmission. We have to look at the overall health of the nation. And with that means, yes, we want to decrease viral transmission, but we have to make sure and be prudent that we are doing it in a manner that is not causing more harm.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with that more. And I've seen kids suffering because of that. You know, another thing that you guys brought up in the op-ed piece, and we won't work through all six of these narratives tonight, or maybe we will, who knows. But the restricting treatment options in New York in particular, I remember when Governor Cuomo said, nope, you're not going to get hydroxychloroquine unless you go to the hospital. And I knew outpatient doctors that were having success with it. Just in outpatient practice. And I thought, why are we doing that? And it didn't seem to make sense to me. And that was one of the things that you guys kind of uncovered and said, yeah, that really wasn't a very good idea.
Well, I mean, I dedicate an entire chapter to the controversy surrounding hydroxychloroquine in my upcoming book, Panic Attack, because it is so shocking at how that entirely unfolded, how much policymakers inserted themselves between the doctors and the patients, yeah. As well as which has led to even unfortunate postings in very reputable journals that had to be recalled because there was faulty data. It really was quite the scandal. But ultimately, in the beginning of this crisis, we did not have proven treatments and we didn't know. And what happens usually in that case is when doctors start throwing the sink to try and treat their patients. And hydroxychloroquine happened to be one medication that is readily available and cheap that has proven antiviral effects. Will it work against SARS-CoV-2? We had no idea, but why wouldn't we try? And so all of a sudden there was whisperings and studies being done in other parts of the world on hydroxychloroquine. So physicians in the United States wanted to try it. I mean, ultimately now a year later, it certainly isn't the silver bullet that some people may have thought it was going to be. But guess what also wasn't either? Remdesivir, which was the medication, the expensive medication that Dr. Fauci was promoting.
Way
that
more
everyone
expensive.
Started.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone started saying, well, this is real science. Hydroxychloroquine is like snake oil, but that's not the case whatsoever. They both did not turn out to be the magic bullets.
Well, and I think, you know, you learn things as you go along, right? So we didn't know much about the virus. We learned that hydroxy had greater effect kind of early on. And remdesivir kind of had another sweet spot for where it worked best. But then they had the blood plasma. And Doc, I just kept thinking, there's so many people working so furiously to find things that work. I didn't understand why Governor Cuomo would restrict and say you have to go, you know, to a hospital to get it when outpatient doctors repurpose that stuff all the time. And guess what? They have some success from time to time. At least that's my understanding of it. I'll give you the last word before we go to break.
Absolutely. And it is not uncommon for physicians, whether it be for autoimmune diseases or for cancer, to take a medication that works for one thing and try it against something else. Medicine is all about trial and error. And unfortunately, the legislators decided to insert themselves and take away that decision-making process from the physicians who spent decades studying. And that was one of the most gross misuse of powers early on.
Yeah. All right. Her name is Dr. Nicole Sapphire. You see her smiling face on the Fox News Channel as one of their senior medical contributors, and she's coming right back with me. We're going to open the phone lines and take your calls, 877-970-2999. It's Wednesday night at Radio Night Live.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every single week, we promise you that you're going to get a real-life question answered by Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan as it pertains to end-of-life planning with your estate or with the elders in your life. And as it happens, he not only answers them here, but on his shows on the weekend as well. And this week's question, Mike, comes from Donna. She says, my parents transferred their house to me years ago in order to avoid probate. Sounds like something you'd recommend. They continued to live in the house, never paid me rent. Was that the best way to handle this, or should it have been handled differently? What if I get a divorce or get into a car accident? Sincerely, Donna May. Mike Connors, what's her situation?
Yeah, the better way to do it is through a trust agreement, and Donna can set up a trust. I'm assuming the parents are still alive, but she can set up a trust for the parents. The problems with the life estate, again, if she gets in a car accident, she passes away, part of that house may go to her husband, whom maybe she's getting a divorce from, so that's not necessarily the best plan. And if she gets sued, they could put a judgment against the house and kick the parents out. So, you know, it does avoid probate. On the facts, you might get ordered, but on the facts, the house should go out tax-free according to law today. You know, wait for the Biden administration to change that, but as of today, it would be tax-free. I would recommend she convert it to the trust if her parents are alive. I would say it was an inheritance if her parents are gone. We got a pretty good shot with the IRS of getting through it because they didn't pay rent and they lived in the house and I assume paid all the bills on the house. So it's not the best way to do it, but it did protect the house from medical bills and it did avoid probate or will avoid probate.
Yeah. Well, maybe you've got a complicated situation like that, just like Donna does. Call Connors and Sullivan and have them examine your situation and give you the best answer possible. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to send your questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then be listening. Kevin McCullough Radio right here at this same time. WMCA Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. On AM 570 and FM 102.3, and then Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts will not be censored. Conservative talk lives here. AM 970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Doctor is in. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is with us on Wednesdays. Sometimes she's joining us actually from the hospital because she's a working doctor. She's an attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering. Just hands down the best cancer hospital in all of North America. And we're just honored to have her with us. And, you know, Nicole, if people follow your Twitter, they see you say a lot of things about cancer and COVID. And I couldn't help but think of you when I was on the freeway this last week. I saw a big billboard and it was mostly animated, but just the word COVID written over and over and over again. And then right in the middle, kind of in the same style of lettering, there was the word cancer. And then at the bottom, there was some sort of caption that said something about don't let the COVID, you know, cause you to overlook something even more important or something like that. And I thought, that's what Nicole's been saying on the show every week for the last several weeks. It's important to check into all of the health aspects of life while we've been in this arena. And that's entered the discussion about the passports. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, you've been a little cheeky about, you know, the passport debate because it's gotten pretty intense, let's be honest. But what's your real position on all of it?
Well, you know, it's funny that billboard, because I keep saying, let's not miss the cancer and the Where's Waldo of COVID, because yeah. That's been a big concern when millions of Americans have foregone routine health and wellness checks this year. There are likely going to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of cancers missed and with delayed diagnoses. So important to always remember. The attention this week has turned to immunity passports. And, you know, listen, I support vaccines 100% wholeheartedly. I don't support vaccine passports for many reasons. One, I think it would actually breed levels of discrimination and even further equity issues. But two, you know, getting a vaccine, for the record, no one is saying that the vaccines are 100% efficacious in preventing illness and transmission. So therefore, the immunity passport isn't going to be 100% correct, because what if you're in that small percentage that actually can still get really sick from the virus or can give it to other people? So his immunity passport, and let's not negate the millions of Americans walking around with natural immunity. That natural immunity is so strong following a COVID-19 infection that the reinfection rate is about 0.6%. But what, they don't get a passport immunity? Their immunity is showing to be stronger right now than the vaccines. How long does it last? We still don't know. The virus has only been around a little bit longer than a year, but so far the data looks good. Now, moving forward on that, you know, front, I put out a tweet saying, okay, because yesterday people started saying, you know what, the vaccine passports are good for your health. You should do this for your own health. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. You want to talk about being good for people's health? I mean, I wrote an entire book on this called Make America Healthy Again.
That's right.
How bad behavior and big government caused a $1 trillion crisis. The leading causes of death in our country, much of which could be prevented through living healthier lifestyles in terms of weight, diet, physical activity, alcohol, cigarette smoking, et cetera, et cetera. If we're really trying to conquer getting America healthy again, don't show me someone has a COVID-19 vaccine. Show me that you're working on fixing a lot of that, because that's how you're going to save most lives.
Well, and isn't it true, Dr. Sapphire, that the number of cases in which it was purely COVID that caused the death of someone are really, I mean, compared to total infections across the country, they're a minuscule number, that the largest number of deaths have actually been a combination of underlying factors that have been mostly health conscious, you know, driven stuff, you know, diet and other things, weight, diabetes, other things working in conjunction with the COVID that ends up taking the life. So the COVID by itself, not necessarily the huge killer, but really that bad health kind of context that it kind of sits in is really the double whammy.
Well, hold on a second there. So you are talking about this CDC report that kind of went viral when people showed 96% of people died. The people reported who died from COVID had pre-existing conditions. Okay. Yes, but the majority of Americans have pre-existing conditions. It doesn't
Correct.
Mean that their pre-existing condition actually killed them. So let me tell you, so when we diagnose someone with cancer and they die, they say they have breast cancer that has now metastasized all throughout their body. Maybe it's gone to their lung, maybe it's gone to their liver, but it ends up causing either pneumonia or liver failure. On their death certificate, we will put pneumonia, liver failure, and cancer. That doesn't mean that the pneumonia, you know, unfortunately, it was because of the cancer that she got the other things that she died. When you
Right.
look at the COVID death certificates, it'll say COVID-19, and the majority of that percentage said pneumonia. And so it was the pneumonia from the COVID-19 that caused the people. the person to die. Now, yes, a large amount of the people have been overweight, but over half of American population is overweight.
Right.
Data has shown us, yes, the people who are overweight do tend to have more severe illness when it comes to COVID-19, and that is because the more adipose tissue you have, the more inflammation that you get. Sometimes the harder it is for you to breathe. Your lungs tend to collapse. There are a lot of factors, metabolic factors as well. But I think it's, you know, we don't want to be irresponsible saying that it is people's chronic conditions that has killed them, because the truth is,
I apologize if I made it sound like that.
Conditions have rendered us vulnerable to this virus, but truly, this virus has killed us.
And this is what I was getting back to was your tweet that if we really are committed to health, doing all of it is going to be the place where we're going to see the most benefit. Dropping the 10 pounds, getting more active, eating more salads, doing that stuff that just makes sense. We need to be doing that anyway. Not that we'll be able to stave off the virus per se if it comes into contact with us, but it gives us a better fighting chance if we do end up getting infected to have a healthier body. I just think that's kind of common sense.
Absolutely. And not only does it help us stave off SARS-CoV-2, but we'd have fewer cancers, fewer chronic heart diseases, fewer lung diseases if we all just led a little bit healthier lives. That doesn't mean we need to be fitness or diet gurus. It just means we could all be doing a little bit better than we're doing now.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a lot of stuff to take in here for the first half of the broadcast. But now we open the phone lines. You got questions? Maybe it's about COVID. I was talking to people this week that had the infection, recovered. They've got the antibodies. They're getting vaccines anyway. Is that something we need to be doing? Let's talk to Dr. Sapphire about that. But maybe you've got other questions about anything related to health. The doctor is in, and before we're done tonight, doctor's orders coming up in our final segment. Some good things to think about as we head into the new week. Dr. Nicole Sapphire's new book is also available. It's available for pre-order. It hits the streets in early May. Panic Attack, Playing Politics with Science in the Fight Against COVID-19. Make sure you get a copy. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your good books from, you can order it right now. Kevin McCullough and Dr. Nicole Sapphire coming right back. Don't go away.
If you're one of those who often feel tired, fatigued, or stressed, you need Invite Health's Energy HX. This is Jerry Hickey, Chief Scientific Officer, Pharmacist, and Radio Host at Invite Health, here to tell you about Energy HX, formulated with Panax ginseng and ubiquinol, the clinically studied active CoQ10, to reduce feelings of stress and boost your energy. Buy one bottle of Energy HX at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Here's the number and write it down, because you could speak with our nutritionist 7 days a week. 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit invitehealth.com for product information for our retail locations or for free nutritional consultations with our degreed health professionals. You can listen to our radio shows and podcast at invitehealth.com. It's that time of year when stress and fatigue are overwhelming. Trust a brand with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies offering the highest quality products, Invite Health. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Energy HX.
When your wedding I do's becomes I don't, would you rather stay at work than come home to avoid fighting? If so, call Helfand and Associates to get information about divorce and your rights. No one gets married anticipating divorce, but sometimes it's better for you and your children. Tanya Helfand is a certified matrimonial attorney in New Jersey with 29 years of experience. She's also licensed in New York. Tanya's office handles divorce, custody, alimony, complex financial cases, prenups, mediation, father's rights, change of circumstances, child support, and domestic violence matters. Each family situation is unique. Helfand and Associates settles 99% of cases, but is prepared to go to trial for you if necessary. Experience, effective, and caring. Offices in Whippany, Paramus, and of counsel in New York City. Helfand and Associates has your back. Call 973-428-0800 to schedule a free 30-minute consultation. 973-428-0800 or email Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com. Divorce is not the end of a family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
We have clear skies and 64 degrees on this Wednesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Governor Cuomo says the newly passed state budget will help New York rebuild and recover following the coronavirus pandemic. It's a $212 billion spending plan that adds close to $4 billion in new taxes, including hikes on people earning more than $1 million annually. Big businesses are also looking at tax increases, leading to worries they'll increasingly move down south, where corporate taxes are lower. The budget gives the green light to legal sports betting and provides unemployment benefits to some illegal immigrants. New York City pools and beaches will be open on time this year. Mayor de Blasio says beaches will be open to the public Memorial Day weekend, and pools will be open on Saturday, June 26th, the day after the last day of school. De Blasio says COVID-related rules from last summer will remain in place, but rules could possibly be loosened as the summer moves on. New York City has 14 miles of public beaches. And the FDNY says a delay in calling the fire department yesterday helped a fire spread to 8 alarms in Jackson Heights. FDNY Commissioner Dan Nigro says residents waited 10 minutes to call after fire alarms went off in their apartment building. 21 people were hurt, including 16 firefighters in yesterday's blaze. Fire officials are now concentrating on how the fire started. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, about a 15-minute wait, 5 minutes outbound to Lincoln. Both tunnels okay on the city-bound side. And we're good to go with the George Washington Bridge. In New Jersey, Parkway southbound coming down towards 143 in Irvington. That's an accident being cleared. And the Turnpike northbound car lanes. That's pretty heavy north of 13A heading up towards exit 14. Your forecast for tonight, clear skies, overnight low 48. Sunshine tomorrow, high 61. Sun mixing with clouds on Friday, high 57. Cloudy on Saturday, chance of a shower, high 57. A better chance that some steadier rain comes in on Sunday. Lots of clouds, high 59. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
The following program is pre-recorded.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, you got it. We love having you with us, by the way. 877-970-2999. I told you the doc is in, and she'll take your questions. And I just reconfirmed during the commercial break, Doc, you said anything, right? You said you'd take on anything, and she confirmed. She'll go free-for-all on the medical questions tonight. So you got cancer, colds, COVID. What's your flavor? Give us your best. Let's see if you can stump Doc Sapphire tonight. Nicole, am I playing this up a little too much?
Well, I don't think it's going to be too hard to stump me, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try and answer him.
I love a feisty, you know, someone who's not going to go down very easily. All right, let's do this. 877-970-2999. It is Health and Wellness Night on Radio Night Live. And Professor Charlie Finch is kicking it off. Right, here we go. We got first question up. Line one, Professor, you're on with Doc Sapphire and Kevin McCullough. Welcome back. You called us last week. Appreciate that. What's on your mind tonight?
Appreciate you, Kevin. Great job. And Dr. Sapphire, recently, the new strain, reportedly, of COVID, and we know, as the head of Pfizer described it, he said it's actually a very simple virus, and he developed the vaccine in 2 days. He made that statement back in November, and because it's so simple, it mutates even more than the measles, in my view. So supposedly, this new strain, Dr. Sapphire, spread through two nursery schools in Milan and infected every kid in those nursery schools, though there were no reported deaths. And, you know, I'm a grandfather, and this is what we dread. Is it inevitable with the mutations, as this virus continues to live by feasting off of us, that this will ultimately hit the children? And we hope not, and I'll get off the phone and listen to your answer. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks, Charlie, for the call. Doctor, we've known a lot about the kids. They've not, even if they've had the virus, they haven't really suffered a lot of consequence, you know, detrimental to their health, and especially in the area of deaths. But I think what Charlie's asking is a very real question for a lot of grandparents tonight.
Well, Professor, what a perfect opportunity to mention that I just had an opinion piece posted in the Washington Post about an hour ago about COVID and children, and whether we're going to be going forward with vaccinating them or not. And while you are correct, only about 226 children under the age of 18 in the United States have been reported to have died from COVID-19. And the far majority of them had some pre-existing condition, whether it's obesity or diabetes. Very few, very rare, were actually you know, fully healthy prior to getting COVID-19. But it's not necessarily, death is not the metric when we are considering children with COVID-19. We're seeing more and more data come out about the multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, that MISC. In fact, there are now over a few thousand cases being reported. And while virtually no children are dying from that, it can be very painful, require hospitalization, and have some lifelong consequences. And in addition to that, if we've all heard of long COVID, which is a syndrome where people who have recovered from COVID-19 are still experiencing symptoms months afterwards, that's now being reported in some children as well. So when we look at, you know, why we want to prevent the viral infection in adults and in children, it's not just, we're not only trying to avoid death. Of course, we want to save as many lives as possible, but we also want to avoid severe outcomes and long-term consequences. So right now, it is still very optimistic that children are relatively safe from COVID-19, much more so than the adults. However, I wouldn't say that there is no risk posed to children when it comes to this virus, SARS-CoV-2. And as you mentioned, there are many mutations in this virus, but the mutations are so small that they're just called variants at this point. It hasn't mutated so much that it's actually a different strain. And that's something we see with influenza every single year. It mutates so much that there are so different strains, which is why we need to do a different flu shot each year. Is it possible we're going to have to continuously do booster shots for SARS-CoV-2? It's highly likely because this virus continues to mutate. However, I can tell you, if we want to get the virus to stop mutating and stop having these more highly transmissible variants, the way to do that is to keep viral transmission down so it is not able to mutate. The more it spreads, the more it mutates.
If you've had a family that's had really bad experiences with vaccines, are there things that they should be concerned about in the data that we're knowing, that we're finding out about the COVID-19 vaccine? I know that vaccines, by and large, majority of the time, don't have negative consequences, but there's always those slivers of percentages that have the adverse reactions. How do we tell if we're likely to have one against the COVID-19 vaccine? Let's get to that when we come back. If you want her new book, it comes out May 25th, and you can get that. You can pre-order it now. On Amazon, Panic Attack, Playing Politics with Science and the Fight Against COVID-19. Her new piece for the Washington Post just got published, The Case for Vaccinating Children for COVID-19. And you just heard her explanation of that. Coming right back, it's Wellness Night on Radio Night Live.
Democrats are attempting to implement radical gun legislation that infringes on your Second Amendment rights, and we urgently need you to take action now. House Bill 127 has been introduced and could be voted on in coming weeks. This bill includes mandatory gun registration, license requirement to possess a firearm and ammunition, invasive psychological government evaluation of you and your family, mandatory firearm insurance, bans numerous rifles, shotguns, and magazines over 10 rounds, mandatory minimum prison sentences and fines for any gun owner that does not comply. We must stand up against this attempt to take away your Second Amendment rights. Please take action now by going to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747. Your right to own a gun is on the line. Go to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747 to pledge your support to save your right to keep and bear arms. Go to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747. Paid for by Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. CCRKBA.org.
I'm a member of AMAC, the fastest growing conservative 50 plus organization in America. Like us, they believe in and stand up for the values that made America so great: faith, family, and freedom. AMAC also works hard to deliver real value to their members, providing the best benefits, discounts, and services you can find in one place. I want you to join AMAC today. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com and join now, or call 888-641-8585.
Mike Gallagher thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour again in 2021. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of the country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual places on earth. More than a vacation, this is a bucket list trip. I personally want to invite you to join us. Register now, worry-free, no cancellation fees, and full refunds up until May 8th. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dennis Prager wants people to listen to science.
President keeps telling you to wear masks. I keep telling you, don't wear masks outside. Please, I beg of you. Please follow science. Please follow common sense. Please do not further destroy social intercourse in our country. The dehumanizing masks.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Love, love, love the hot sardines. All these great 1920s and 1930s and 1940s hits that they have remade. And, like, really the greatest, I think the greatest era in true American music. Kind of revisioned, and so glad to have them as the house band. Welcome to Radio Night Live. I am so glad to have my new, basically, co-hosts. Each night I get to work with a different one. I'm going to get really smart about a lot of subject matter over the next few months, because when you have this level of expertise, and I tend to be one of these guys that learns like a sponge. I just drink it all in, and then, you know, it benefits me otherwise. I hope the same thing happens to you, friend, as you're listening. And on Wednesday nights, we are very honored to have Dr. Nicole Sapphire, a attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, and she is also a senior medical contributor for the Fox News Channel. Speaking of Fox, I'll be on with my good friend Harris tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour. I hope you'll check that out. But Nicole, we were talking before the show tonight, and we've already covered tonight the kind of the deficit in cancer screenings and some of the inconvenience that our life is going to give us due to these immunity passports or medical passports or whatever they're going to be finally called. But you've got another area that is really it's kind of hit your radar screen, and you're really concerned about it as it pertains to mental health and COVID. Talk to me about why this bothers you so much.
Well, Kevin, in my book, Make America Healthy Again, mind you, which came out right as we were going into lockdown, so I obviously wrote about it well before that.
It was kind of prophetic because you didn't know that we were going to go through all that.
No, and I'll tell you, I had an entire chapter dedicated to the mental health crisis that we already have in this country. Now, I can tell you, I need to rewrite that entire chapter because however bad it was a year ago, it's gotten so much worse. Hmm. And as you know, I am a mother of three boys, and they range from ages 6 to 20. So I see it differently in all three of them. But it's not just children. It's not just our elderly who may be lonely, but everybody has been affected by mental health. And Fair Health, it's a nonprofit company who puts together a lot of data that I like to look at. Their latest white paper just came out a couple weeks ago showing that the mental health claims for teenagers increased about 100% as a percentage of all medical claims in March and April of 2020 compared to the same months in 2019. They also showed percent of claims for intentional self-harm amongst our children drastically increased around the time that they were told they were supposed to go back to school, many of which was distance learning. So we have just gotten so much worse with our mental health. And while we are all so concerned with COVID-19 and our physical health, I think we need to pause and remember that without mental health, what is the purpose of maintaining your physical health?
Well, no, I think that's well said. And I think I actually saw a couple of graphs floating around social media that reflected some of their findings. I'm not familiar with that group as you're telling me about it now, but it was something crazy, like mental health claims like ballooned like 157% of normal activity. And meanwhile, typical medical claims for physical, you know, medical general medicine were down like, you know, they were down in the 10 to 20% of what would be normal. And so, you know, people were drawing the obvious conclusion that you are, and that is that these laws, and they're not even laws. I mean, okay, I'm trying not to be political, but when you have governors making executive orders because of emergency powers that basically makes them like have the ability to write something and then you have to follow it, that's not really what America has been in the past. And so I'm very frustrated with how all of that played out. But as so you have a 6 up to 20, I've got a 6 up to 10, two boys and a girl, and they all suffered. I think my daughter picked up a stuttering thing after we went into lockdown, and my other two boys have just not done as well on the screens as they would have otherwise, even though and they're all going to be probably back half days, full week of half days in another week or so. This has been a really rough year. And I don't even think people that have come through it, Dr. Sapphire, that have not had some major, you know, I've not had, for instance, a major blow or loss in my life or anything like that. I feel like I've, like, to some degree, disintegrated a little bit mentally and emotionally because of all this.
Well, I can tell you that everyone, whether you recognize it or not, we have dealt with some level of, you know, lack of socializations, feeling a level of isolation, worry, panic. You know, if we're feeling out of control, not knowing when we are able to travel again, when we're able to go back to work again, if we're even going to get a job again, imagine how our children are feeling.
Dr. Sapphire, we can't even go to church. Like, for people that, like, want to have a relationship with God, like, that's been prevented from some of us, which helps in some of those areas.
Well, Kevin, that is why, I mean, I can tell you my book Panic Attack talks about that. I'm like, can someone explain to me why I can sit so close to everybody on an airplane and yet people can't sit next to each other in church at this point? Why I can throw study after study after study telling you that it is safe to get children back in school and how harmful it is not to have them in school, and yet they're still not going back to school. It is infuriating.
And you're saying that not just as a citizen, but as a doctor who sees it and as a mom who has felt the impact of it. So I really put a lot of credence into what you're telling us. By the way, if you heard Dr. Sapphire mention her book and you want a copy of it, Panic Attack is the name of it, and it's available for pre-order now. It'll be in bookstores on 525. Do people go to bookstores anymore, Dr. Sapphire? I mean, I didn't publish. I had publishers publish three books. And I remember doing big book tours and traveling the country and doing autograph sessions and all this other stuff. And I don't think people even do that anymore. I just download stuff to my phone and I start reading it like right away. Do they do that anymore? Are you doing a press tour when the book comes out?
Well, my last book came out April 2020. I had a whole tour set up, which was completely canceled. And, you know, let me tell you, New York Times, they're a little tricky with their bestseller list.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want people buying from a bunch of places. And when everything's closed and 95% of sales are on Amazon, that kind of digs you. But, you know, I mean, I can tell you one difference with this book is, though, I'm actually doing the audiobook myself. So
nice.
I don't know. People are either going to love it or hate it, but it's
well. I saw you do the poll on your Twitter feed asking, should I get the professional voiceover or should I do it? And I voted in that, and I said you should do it because I think I think it's always better in the author's own voice because they're the ones that came up with the words to begin with. Anyway, coming up next, I'm very excited about this. Dr. Sapphire is going to have with us on Wednesdays her doctor's orders. Now these are just a short, you know, one, two, or three things that we're going to take into the week. We're going to try to adopt, and it's going to help us bring back our city because it's going to help us bring back us. And that's kind of important as we go forward. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't you go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Watch Church People at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
The time goes way too quickly, and thank you to everyone who has helped us throughout today. Kevin McCullough, I was on the radio all day long. 2:30 on AM 570, 5 o'clock on AM 970 with John Katz and his other station, 77 WABC, and then here in the prime time with Dr. Nicole Sapphire on Radio Night Live. In our launch week, it's been such a huge week, and tomorrow night, Arthur Idala, come on, attorney to the stars. I mean, you talk about expertise. This guy knows the law inside and out, and you're going to have a chance to chat with him personally. But Nicole Sapphire is with us for a few more minutes tonight. Her new book is Panic Attack. You can pre-order it. Playing Politics with Science in the Fight Against COVID. Please help support Nicole's family. Help feed her kids. Buy some books. Nicole, I'm so excited about this little feature we're going to have at the end of the show called Doctor's Orders, because I can't think of a better person to give us some. But what's your prescription for us tonight, good lady?
Well, in the vein of speaking on mental health, there's a quote I like. Fear does not stop death, it stops life. Worrying does not take away tomorrow's trouble, but it does take away today's peace. So my advice for everyone listening is just accept that there are things that you can control and things you cannot. And we all need to focus on the things that we can and have faith in the things that you cannot.
Okay, you did that so quickly. I want you to restate the quote, because I think it's rather profound. I think I saw it on your Twitter feed earlier today, and I remember thinking, wow, I got to write that down. So do it one more time.
Yeah, it's fear does not stop death, but it stops life. Worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles, but it does take away today's peace.
Wow.
And that has been so significant over the course of this year when we have just been sitting and worrying of all the things out of our control. And sometimes we need to sit and have some peace and be grateful for the things that we do have.
That is so, so true. Friends, that is some good doctor's orders tonight. Don't worry. Think affirmatively. Take action that is sound, and be confident in the things that you decide. But don't worry about the future. Focus on what's next and how you can make it better. Dr. Nicole Saffire, thank you for being with us tonight. I so appreciate your time, and look forward to our chats on Wednesdays in the future.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
And I also want to say thank you to our friends at Fox News for allowing Dr. Saffire to be with us. These organizations take very seriously who they have on their air, and the fact that they would give their blessing to this, I'm grateful for as well. As I am for Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce and everyone else that's played a hand in this launch week, we will be back tomorrow with Legal Night and Arthur Idala. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you then.